Are you questioning yourself, your sanity? Are you the narcissist? Did you do the bad thing? I'm not sure what's going on. All these questions are signs that you were dealing with a narcissist. And today, we are still in our countdown. We're at 45 out of 50 signs that you're dealing with a narcissist. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist Podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul, you just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed spiritual mentor. Just a reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional help. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
I don't know. I'm just so confused. I love him, but I don't know if I can live without him or in this toxic cycle.
I know. I felt the same way. You will get stronger every day with time, and you will see you are free from their toxic cycle, and it'll feel so good. You know what would help?
No. What?
I think talking to a professional therapist could really help.
Well, therapy. I don't know. I will just be judged and told that I'm crazy. Are you sure?
Well, in my experience, that was not the case. I was not judged at all. And matter of fact, she was able to show me that I was actually being abused and that I wasn't going crazy and that all of my doubts and fears were validated. And if you've had a bad experience with a therapist before, you know, there is a thing called therapist shopping, and BetterHelp has a number of therapists, and it's convenient and online. You can just meet with them in your pajamas in your home.
Oh, really? Are they expensive?
As a matter of fact, it's professional, it's affordable, it's convenient and effective. You can say you can join over 3.7 million people who've decided to get help and get happy with BetterHelp today. And you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/empath.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I feel better already. I'm glad we could meet up.
Me too. The link is in the show notes. Oh, I remember those days where I was constantly feeling like I was going crazy. Like I used to always say, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Because when you try and gain clarity and you have a conversation in that relationship trying to fix it, they just take you on this endless wild goose chase. And you never actually achieve a conclusion. You never achieve any type of resolution. Nothing makes sense at the end, even though you may feel like it does. When you get out of their aura, it's like, but no, that's not what happened. And that's what drives you crazy, is they gaslight you into this scenario of like, this is really what happened, and this is how I'm feeling, and this and this and this. And you go, okay, let me think about that. Okay. And if you have, again, that open will center, as I so always mention, if your little triangle on your human design chart is white, like mine, then you receive and you amplify that agenda of gaslighting. So then you gaslight yourself, trying to make sense of it afterwards and justify it and think it over and over. And then if you are in a relationship long enough with a narcissist, you'll stop feeling crazy and you'll just begin to feel numb. Because the craziness is the new norm. And the craziness is exhausting. So instead of trying to figure out the craziness, you then just accept it and then you numb out because it's not authentic. It's not in alignment. It is not healthy. It's very toxic. And in order to survive, your brain just kind of shuts off or you find a substance to numb out. And this is when you're in the deep end with the narcissist. And I don't want anyone ever to get into the deep end. I want you to be in the phase where you're like, I feel crazy. This doesn't make sense. You try and go gain clarity and then you're out. Many of you have listened to the episode a few weeks back with Whitney Walker. Her podcast is Women Waken, and she's a good friend of mine. And we had such a great conversation on her podcast. And something that we both deal with is putting up with crap from others because we're giving them the benefit of the doubt, or we're just thinking, oh, it's innocent. I'm just getting this out of it. You know, I'm just getting companionship, or I'm getting, you know, for me right now, it's like a new business deal. You know, I'm hoping to get more money. But when, you know, shit hits the fan, when things go bad, they ghost you, they discard you, then frankly, you get this very toxic behavior back from somebody, and you just are left feeling like, well, that was a waste of energy, that was a waste of time, and you just are in disbelief that someone could mistreat you so poorly. But I've seen it and the pattern over and over long enough that it's not like they're trying to treat you mistreat you poorly. They are trying to, their ego is puffing up with all their guards and their swords and their shields, and they're trying to defend themselves emotionally in survival mode. As tiny and minute as you may think the circumstance and that altercation was, for their ego, for their psychology, it is like fight or flight survival mode. So they will, just like when someone's scrambling to get out of a burning building, push down, trample on, and disregard everyone else except for their own selves' survival. Now, I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying it's correct. This is far from good. This is very dark, very bad. And this is why there's so many problems in the world. I'm just telling you how it is. And you can't change them. They're not going to just suddenly poof, wake up one morning and be as empathetic as you and self-sacrificing as you. No. It takes many, many lifetimes. It takes a whole slew of things. And sometimes even then, these patterns are not erased. So this is why I'm sharing with you the signs that you're dealing with a narcissist so that you can get out. So if you're feeling crazy, if you're feeling confused and lost in all of the conflict in the relationship, or if you're, you know, you're feeling numb, like this happens all the time, whatever. That numbness, craziness, those are big red flags that you need to remove yourself. You need to remove this energy from your life. You need to remove them out of your inner circle and just cut ties, cut expectations, cut dreams that you may have dreamt up in your head about this potential, and let go and say, you know what? I can be something for them at a distance. Or you need to be nothing for them and go no contact. Because with a narcissist, the only way that you can actually make any sense of anything is to stop engaging with them. Because they'll just keep fueling that gaslight, keep fueling the craziness with all their webs of lies and spins of false narratives. And all they do is lie. Lie here, lie there, lie to cover this up, lie to cover that up. Maybe not talk to you, ghost you to cover something up. They're truly not authentic when shit hits the fan. So, and that's what my friend Whitney and I were just having a personal conversation about, what's going on in our own personal lives. So yeah, when you start to spin, you feel abandoned, you feel like this needs to be resolved. This is just crazy. Yeah, that's a red flag that you're dealing with a narcissist. So I hope that this has helped you today bring clarity to the fog of what you're dealing with. And I just wish you so much bravery, courage, love, and light. And during eclipse season right now, the power to release what is needed to be released out of your life. Until next time, keep your unique light shining. Thank you so much for tuning in today's podcast. Don't forget to share it with a friend and tag me on Instagram. And if you're feeling extra generous, subscribe to the podcast and write a review. You can grab my books Empath and the Narcissist on Amazon, and Empath's Guide to Rising Strong, which has a whole bunch of human design details in it. If you're wondering what in the world is going on in my chart, how do I read this? All those are in the link in the show notes. Until next time, keep your unique light shining. We're broken, it's tragic, we're not all elastic, but maybe there's magic, believe you could have it, and I know of sadness, the anxious and panic, the infinite vastness of all.